Pope Benedict spent the third day of his apostolic trip to Bavaria in the small pilgrimage town of Altötting. Our own Chris Altieri is in Bavaria to cover the Holy Father's journey and on the line live with us now. Good evening, Chris.
Good evening, Charlie.
Well, what's happening right now?
Charles, Pope Benedict has just concluded evening prayer in Altötting's Basilica of St. Anne, and he signed the city of Altötting's golden book outside the basilica afterward. A touching moment, Charles, was when, at the end of the Vesper service, Pope Benedict left the ring he wore as Cardinal Archbishop of Munich Freising at the base of the 14th century statue of Our Lady known as the Black Madonna, which had been brought into the basilica for the Vespers. The Vespers were dedicated specially to Mary, Mother of God and Patroness of Bavaria. The priests, religious, and especially the seminarians of Bavaria were guests of honor. In his homily, in fact, the Holy Father spoke of what he called the possibilities for evangelization in Africa, Asia, and Latin America, as well as in Germany and Russia, where he said a rich harvest could be reaped. Pope Benedict also offered what we might call some practical advice, speaking of the Liturgy of the Hours and Eucharistic Adoration as indispensable elements of a healthy priestly and religious spirituality, and recommending the humility of St. Conrad, who renounced his inheritance to live his life as a porter in the convent near St. Anne's. The Holy Father, in fact, paused briefly to pray in the small church dedicated to St. Conrad just before the Vesper service. Charles?
Well, what's next on the Pope's schedule?
Well, in just under a half hour's time, Pope Benedict is scheduled to land and make a visit to the nearby town of Marktl am Inn, where he was born and baptized, Joseph Ratzinger, on Holy Saturday, 1927. After a brief visit in the church, which is dedicated to St. Oswald, the Holy Father will go by helicopter then to Regensburg, where he will stay in the major seminary of the diocese. And that's about where we are right now, Charles.
Thank you very much, Chris Altieri, in Munich for Vatican Radio.